Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Late Night Drive. My name is Ellie Schnitt.
Yeehaw, I'm Michaela.
And we are so happy to have you joining us here on our broadcast this evening, or more, wherever you are, actually, wherever time
whenever
is.
Whenever you are, I would say.
So true.
Whenever and whatever you are out there. we're just happy you're here.
Jinx!
It's been an interesting week, to say the least. I wanted to check back in because obviously last week we had a very negative tarot card reading.
Yeah, sorry about that.
We had a doom and gloom, divorce and debt tarot card reading, and I wanted to ask you if it turned out that way for you.
Actually, I had a tough week. I did have a tough week, but I also, yeah, and I had to pay my taxes. So, not debt, but like,
Quite near it.
It was a lot of money. And then I had a situation where
One thing about Ellie is she's going to have a situation, and it's going to be medical, and it's going to be dire, and it will be every week.
Literally, I like get ill like a sickly Victorian child. Like I really like every week will text Michaela and be like, here's the situation that my body
something
is.
Something terrible has happened.
Something really disastrous. And this week was no exception. I had an infected ingrown hair in a sensitive area, and it turned into a cyst. It was disgusting, and it was so painful. I don't know if I've ever had something hurt that much. I couldn't even sit down. Like, I had to lay on my stomach with, like, an ice pack because it was so fucking painful. I couldn't walk. And I had to go to the dermatologist this morning. Well, morning at 1 o'clock p.m. And she was like, oh, that is bad. And I had to get a steroid shot at the site of the wound, which happens to be...
Say it.
Taint
out loud.
Area.
Thank you. And may I just say, nobody has the range that you have with the medical ailments. No one has the breadth or the depth of just absolutely disturbing things happening to them.
Honestly, like, there was a lot of it that was sort of my fault. Like, there was a situation with a needle. Like, there was a situation with me not leaving well enough alone. But at the same time, like... It's rude because I have had, ingrown hairs before, you know, like it happens sometimes from time to time. And this has never happened to me. And the dermatologist literally was like horrified.
This isn't a paid ad, but I will say, and I know you already started laser hair removal, but ever since like getting really far along in the laser hair removal journey, I haven't had to worry about that. So if this is something that you struggle with, I would suggest that. And if you're a laser hair removal company, hit us up because we've got some really strong, compelling evidence here about
I get laser, but it's this one spot is really, yeah, she's stubborn. Can I also do something that's not sort of paid but like not paid? This like is not an ad,
totally.
But it's sort of an ad because they do pay us. But I started using that Lumi deodorant shit, and in my head I thought, you know, it's natural deodorant, it's like not gonna work, but like whatever, I'll try it. But I
so
smell
good,
like
right?
toasted coconut all day long. I smell like toasted coconut right now. It's crazy.
And you know what, I will say, I think we have a good range of sponsors. Like, I really enjoy the products that we advertise, actually. And what was the other thing? Oh, what am I thinking of? Oh, well, we also use ZocDoc. We also use Honey. We've used BetterHelp. We've used the clothing.
I use all of them, honestly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we did, we have rejected some recently that you guys wouldn't have been happy with, let me just say.
One time I rejected, they wanted me to do a campaign for blood diamonds. And I said, what? No. Well, it was like the natural diamond. And I was like, oh, I know a blood diamond when I see it. And I don't support that.
Were you going to get one like as a... Like,
that is actually... I don't think they would have sent... If they would have sent me a diamond, I'm not going to lie, you guys. Would I have done the endorsement? Yeah.
Matt and I had some like Hyundai sponsorship reads and we were like, so are we getting a car? Work out that way though.
No, you don't always get product. But when you do, I'm really fucking obsessed with the Lumi stuff. I've used all of that. I've used the wipes, the cream, the wash.
I like a wipe. I have some little packs of deodorant wipes that I just keep in my purse.
Yeah.
Just in case. Because you just never know when it's going to get sweaty. I get nervous these days. Like, I get really, like, anxious in social situations.
I just get sweaty nowadays because my SSRIs,
they
make me sweat. Real. Yeah.
Good news, exciting news. We might be going on tour, you guys. I mean, we're definitely going to do a few shows, like, in big cities that we feel confident at.
Certainly.
But we're going to be collecting some data from you guys about where else we could potentially go. We did post.
Oh, my God. I almost killed myself today.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think I'm joking? I'm not.
We posted polls being like, hey, would you guys, like, come if we did a live tour?
And like, we know that people would come, you know, we literally needed so that we can give it to the touring companies. We needed data of how many yeses, right?
Right. But however, the no's had it.
The no's had it. The no's on Twitter, they had it. It was the haters were winning. And I literally was looking at this poll like, I'm going to jump off a bridge.
No, I had to talk Ellie down. I was like, first of all, you have a lot of lingering haters and they were there and they were from many years that they've just been staying around.
Yeah.
And then also, I think people were just trying to be very honest of like, oh, I can't afford something like that or you might not be able to come to my city. However, on Instagram, it is at like 75% yes. So I don't know.
You had the better poll for sure because they're much nicer on Instagram than Twitter. I knew that they were going to be mean, but I didn't expect it to like make me really to the ledge.
Every mean comment I block every like semi-mean comment, and you stick it out, so that's also probably a factor. I think they spread it around their little community of haters.
Yeah, I think they post it and they're like, go vote no, as though we're gonna like not,
but that's not gonna affect us. It doesn't, like, it's not yes or no, the winner is what we're gonna do. It's no, how many yeses.
It's just we need to see those yeses. That's it. That's really all it is.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. We had a little bit of a blip of like, ooh, everyone hates us. Ooh.
I had a tough one. I've been in just like a squirrely, like weird. Sometimes, I would say about once a quarter, I have a day where Twitter does really make me insecure. And it's like not all the time, but there will be a day where I text Michaela and I'm like, everything on Twitter is making me cry and everyone hates me.
Yeah, it is like a one-day event of just feeling like everyone hates you and no one really likes you anymore and nothing good is going on and we have to like talk through. But I have those sometimes too.
Yeah, you do.
But you've got like more of a regularly scheduled day.
I do. I really do. Yeah, I do. Because there was that girl, this girl like made like a, not a thread, but she tweeted and tagged me being like, every time I see,
girl.
Yeah, she's like, every time I see Ellie Schnitt on the street in New York City or I hear her voice, she's just low bright vibration, attention seeking, pick me, like just giving nothing, no energy.
How does she have the sound of your voice memorized?
I don't know. Also, then she was like, she should go take her Zoloft, light her candles.
Do.
But then I was like, why do you know this much about me?
No, she has your voice memorized. She knows your habits. She knows what medical things you take.
Why do you know like, what drugs I'm taking? But also, like, where did you, like, you saw me on the street and it made you so
more
angry.
More than once?
You wrote like how often are you seeing me? And it was just weird. It just felt weird. Also, she like tagged me in it. And it was just a whole thing where it was like, why did I fuck your boyfriend? That's possible. But like, no.
Well, it's also kind of scary because it's like, oh, someone who absolutely hates me has just like seen me on the street and I had no idea. And they were like right across from me. You know where that would never happen? Stardew Valley. Sorry.
So true. No, I just want to say one more thing about this, which is that, like, the day in question also that she tweeted me was the day that I was walking around with this cyst. And, like, I went to this thing for my friend Shelby at, like, a honky-tonk bar where there was live music. I couldn't hear anything. I was in pain. It was, like, the middle of the afternoon. I probably was sitting there giving fucking... What did she say? Low vibrations?
Low vibrations.
I definitely was sitting there giving low vibration. Like, I was. So maybe she's right, but it's just crazy.
I honestly don't think you could ever give low vibrations. It's really nice. I think maybe I could be like, oh, she seems sad today. What are her demons? But I don't think it would ever be low vibrations.
Anyway, Stardew Valley. You started playing Stardew Valley.
Yeah, that's like really all that I can say about this last week because it has consumed my every waking moment. Mm. I'm not going to drone on about it because I'm sure you guys don't really care. But I care. It's really an addicting game. And I know it's been out for a long time, too.
A long time.
And I've had it downloaded. But I think I opened it once and the graphics weren't great. And I was just like, it's not for me. Right. However, I was wrong. Yeah. It is for me, certainly.
You've disappeared. And also the way that you've like speed run the game is inspiring and a little scary because like I've been playing this game for a while now, you know, and my first time playing through. Yeah, I did also disappear, but it took me a long time to like figure things out. Not you.
Well, I've been looking some stuff up. But the thing is, there's actually a lot of qualities that are similar to Minecraft. Mm. And I was going to finish that dungeon mine within 2 days. Because
and you did.
I go into those mines and I've always mined coal, one thing about me. Mm. And I knew how to do it and I love it. I have my horse. I've got my pigs. I've got rabbits, ducks. I'm really doing my best out here.
I'm really proud of you.
It's honest work. It's honest work. It's and not I've been much, having really good work. Yields. Yeah. So I was going to say, I do feel like it's making me a little bit crazy because I'm like starting to think in, you know, when you play a game a ton and you start thinking in blocks or like dreaming in it. Yeah, it's bad. I had like a great dream that my pig sniffed out truffles even though it was winter. I was like, that was so nice of them. Why
because,
did they do that for
because
me?
Because you've been playing it and I've been playing it and I played it on stream. Mm. And, like, we've been talking about it a lot. I had a dream that was a combination of like dating life and Stardew Valley. Like, I dreamed that like... I was on a date, but I had to finish the community center. And so, like, I was trying to find a dinosaur egg the whole time that I was, like, on this date. And I woke up and I was like, fuck. And then I was like, oh, I don't need that.
Oh, my God.
I don't need it.
It's impossible to avoid that. That's just how it's going to be. We would recommend it to you out there, but not if you have something important coming up, I would say. I canceled my Korean lesson last week. Like, I texted my tutor, sorry, a work thing has come up, and I was just doing the crops.
Yeah. No, so I would say, like, it's a good summer game. Like, if you just need a beach thing to do, like, lay on the beach and play Stardew Valley, like, that would be fun. Long otherwise... Flight. A flight is great for
absolutely.
A flight.
Absolutely. Yeah. Otherwise, be careful.
I think
there.
It's good for us, though, because, like, when we play mobile games, like, we do end up kind of spending a lot of money. So this game is great because you can't. There's no money.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah. Kim K game iconically has many of my dollars.
Curtains. The farm game. What was the fucking farm game?
Oh, Farmville or the...
Township.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh my God, I spent so much money on that.
It's bad. And you know what? I know what they're doing and I know all their little tactics to get me addicted. And like, oh, also episodes, the one that a lot of like YouTubers used to stream themselves playing, like Coleco. Oh my God, that's such a fun game. I just get really into it. I just love it. And I think that that's okay to an extent. However... sometimes it can really cost you.
No, it's I can't trust myself. I play I'm really bad with the Property Brothers have a game where you decorate houses. I have spent good money on that game.
Yeah,
the Property Brothers don't need my money, but they've got it.
They've got a lot of it.
Yeah, they do.
Well, you know, and that's really our full review, I guess. There's not much more to say
other than... There's nothing going on for me right now. Like,
Yeah, it will drain your time, but it won't drain your money unless you're putting off other stuff. So that's good. I honestly didn't really have like a death and gloom tarot card week, although I did sink all of my time and energy and love into Stardew Valley. So, you know.
But yeah, there's really nothing else in my life going on. I'm going to see Mustache Man when he's back from Coachella.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
He's the musician. Well, I just call him Mustache Man on Twitch. And that's it.
That's good to know. And I hope it goes well. You've actually not been dating as much the last week or two.
Yeah, because I had a traumatizing experience at the gynecologist. And that's also real. I'm mentally not well, right? Like I'm being insane. There was a man who I messaged on his story. I was like, oh my God, I love this place. He was like, oh, I'll take you sometime. But he used the smiley face, like the passive aggressive smiley face. You know the one? The little one that's like, that's just like, hmm. And so I said, that's a passive aggressive smiley face. Are you mad at me? He's not responded. Like, I could have not said that.
I would reply because you know what? That's how we really speak. And if he doesn't get that, then he's lame and boring.
But are you mad at me?
You know what, though? Also, we have an advice column coming out on our Patreon this week.
We do.
And so this is really a last minute call. If you're on the $9 tier, we will answer your questions in a very cute little thought out advice column that we put a lot of our heart and souls into.
We do. We like doing it.
And also, I just want to clarify, because I think there's a patreon.com/late night drive. We are patreon.com/late night drive pod. I don't know what the other one is, but someone was like, it's saying you have no posts. And I was like, I don't.
That's fucked
I think
up.
That's someone else. So watch out.
Watch
it's
it.
Also linked. It's linked in our profile. So
yeah.
That's an easier way.
Well,
do we
beep beep
beep beep? Let's pull over.
Our roadside attraction.
I think it's time. Honestly, our roadside attraction this week has definitely been discoursed a lot already, but I still wanted to discourse it because, you know, it was really the moment of the week. It was the moment of the week. And what are we talking about, Ellie?
So, here's the situation. Been to every nation. Nobody's ever made me feel the way that you do. You know my motivation, given my reputation.
Please excuse me.
I don't mean to be rude, but tonight I'm fucking you.
I'm fucking you.
Yeah. So here's what has happened. So there is an influencer. I don't know her name. Forgive me. But she posted a video of her at a baseball game. And she was taking selfies at this baseball game. And she set her camera up and she was recording herself. And theoretically, she was going to screenshot and then post them later, whatever. Anyway, there are these two young women in the background. And they were kind of making fun of her. And they they were sort of like flipping her off in the background. Which, by the way, like I've been there. Yeah, those girls were sort of making fun of her. And she posted it to the internet and she said, well, these girls really ruined my day because why did you have to be a mean girl in the back of my pictures?
Well, and she said, watch my self-confidence go away.
Totally.
Over the course of this video. Yeah.
So the internet, of course, can't be normal about really sort of anything. And at first people were really like on her side and they were like, yeah, that sucks. It sucks when people are being mean. And I think that that's like a fair response. Like, yeah, it sucks when people, especially when women are being sort of rude to other women, you know, whatever. Yeah. But then what happened is that the internet being the internet, they doxed the girls. They contacted their place of work. They basically were like, well, guess what, girls? You were mean in public, so now your life is over. So now people are sort of all over the board on what was appropriate in this situation.
Left hundreds of one-star reviews. The internet's opinion on this has really swung like a pendulum. And one thing also, one of the girls in the background really didn't do much. Like, you could only see her for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But she was also included in this situation just as much. I will say, we really don't know what happened leading up to this. Maybe the girls in the back were like, I don't want to be filmed. Like, could you not film me? Like, maybe something happened. I'm not saying that that did. I'm just saying that we don't have enough context of these people as human beings or their thoughts or interactions to ruin their lives over it. Like, we should extend at least a little benefit of the doubt, even if,
right,
I don't know.
Well, and people were being like, yeah, well, actions have consequences. I'm like, I don't know that being a little bit rude to somebody in public warrants, like, maybe losing your job or something like that. Right. You know?
The punishment does not fit the crime, I would say. And it's just that same situation of people getting, like, excited to really fuck up someone's life. Yeah. Like, they've got the moral justification that they get to do whatever they want to these people now. And it's just, like, so fun for them. And I feel like this was a situation that was a good one. People could finally kind of express that about, like, hey, maybe we're taking it too far by, like, doxing it every time someone becomes the Twitter main character or the TikTok main character and is, like, bad, you know?
Yeah, and it, like, leads into a conversation about filming strangers in public and, like, you know, they didn't mm-hmm. consent to being filmed. Like, also, like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't even say that they're, like, we don't really know what happened. Like, I've definitely done, like, a silly face in the background of somebody's picture. I don't right, do that, like, with hate in my heart, you know? It's just, it's like, oh, I'm in the back of your picture, like, you know, like, I'm gonna be goofy
also,
with it.
Also, sporting events have so much, like, negging each other. Like, I don't know. Anyway, it wasn't appropriate, but I had a personal story that this reminded me of. If I could briefly share.
Please share.
So, just for some context, when I was in high school, of course, I did musical theater.
Naturally.
And most people didn't like me very much. And I will give them the benefit of the doubt that I was very loud and annoying. It's sort of like how I say all my thoughts on Twitter now. I didn't have an outlet then, so I'd say it out loud, just, like, constantly. It's really annoying. But anyway, everyone hated me. And it was my senior year, and I didn't even audition for the spring play because they would just, like, make fun of me in the audience while I was on stage all the time, and it sucked. So, anyway, I was, like, crying in class one time because my boyfriend had just cheated on me and everyone hated me and I just felt so uncomfortable. And then this one guy came up to me and was like, oh, I'm sorry that you're sad, but, like, I haven't always thought you were very nice. I remember one time I was at a musical and you were like, you don't even sing. Why are you here? And I was like, first of all, that's an insane thing to say. But also, this guy, like, I had had a friend multiple years before tell me he'd sexually harassed her. Mm. And I realized in that moment that he had been going around telling everyone that I was, like, a bitch who, like, said these mean things to him. And, like, people thought that about me. And I was like, it's very interesting how one comment or, like, 5-minute thing can change a lot of people's opinions about you if they don't have the context of what happened.
Okay, like, I don't want to generalize, but I think there are mm-hmm. a lot of people who have this belief that secretly everybody is, like, actually bad except for them. And, like, you're just waiting. Mm-hmm. If you do one thing wrong, that's you, like, revealing your true nature, right? Which is, like, an evil bad person, which, like, is mm-hmm. just not, I think, how people are. Like, we are mostly good. We just sort of sometimes hurt each other or sometimes do something kind of douchey. Like, we've all been a dick before, you know, and it doesn't mm-hmm. mean that we are dicks. So I think there's
exactly.
Yeah.
Even if there wasn't a reason for someone to be, like, rude sometime, they might even stay up at night thinking about that one time they were rude. Like, sometimes people just have bitchy moments unjustified, and it's not, like, an indicator of, oh, there's the proof that's actually everything they are.
Yeah.
But we like to think that way sometimes.
Yeah, it's a really, like, it's a, what's it called? Reductive? I want to say puritanical, but I'm not. It's not that. It's, Our sense of justice is very, like, rigid, you know? Like, it's like, you know, death penalty, right? Like, that should, mm-hmm. really honestly should not exist. But there's so many Americans who are really like, oh, yeah, that seems fair.
Right. I think we were talking about how, like, cancel culture for celebrities isn't as much of a thing, but for individuals on the internet who made a mistake one time and don't have any power, it totally is. If they lose their job, they can't just find a different brand who will let them do a post because they still have engagement. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Them losing their job is much more final and it actually works. And a lot of the people doing this are like, I'm an abolitionist. I think prisons are awful. No one should be in prison. However, I'm going to put these people in a personal life prison for acting inappropriately once.
I don't know. I think, like, the conversation about cancel culture is so difficult because it's just been co-opted by, like, the worst people in the world. Like, it really just mm-hmm. has. It just, I don't know.
It's also such a general phrase used from things like from sexual assault to a bad tweet once in 2012. So I don't, it's like hard to have any kind of meaningful conversation about it.
I also just think it's like so, I don't know. Part of me thinks it's really fucking stupid sometimes. Like there's a difference between a crime, like a crime, obviously bad. And then like, I don't know. Like I think people grow. I think there's this attitude on the internet that like there's no such thing as growth.
Like, right. That we shouldn't encourage growth.
It. Like you do something wrong once, you're done forever. And you don't get to come back from that.
That's just dooming ourselves, especially dooming like left-leaning political people, having this puritanical idea that no one who's ever made a mistake could ever change and become a voter for our causes. That's such a bad idea.
Or like, we don't even want you, if you know, but it's like...
Then no one will ever want to...
Because why would you want to be part of a community that's like yelling at you all the time? I get that, you know?
Like, I do. And we are in that community, but...
Yes, we are. And we are, and it's annoying. No, I really don't think it's like the activism that people think it is, you know?
No. It's like, ooh, I yelled at someone on Twitter today. I checked off my good white person points. I'm not one of the bad ones. So now I don't have to feel guilty anymore. Which is kind of like what happens to Appalachians, may I say.
What a transition. No, I was really just going to say, but back to these girls, like, I don't know. I don't think you're like a good person for doxing a young woman who was being kind of a douche.
Right. You don't get to be an asshole.
You don't get to have moral superiority there on that. Yeah. You know, like you are also being psychotic. Like you're what you did is worse than what she did. Yeah. It's not. She was not being nice. Mm-hmm. But like who? Okay, that doesn't mean she should go die or be in jail forever. Like, oh my God. Oh my God, there's so many mean people.
Oh my God, this
is
similar to what a week ago, the deaf or partially deaf girl was in the background of a video. But people just take stuff. They take stuff and run with it and say, you must be a really bad person.
I don't know why we do that, though. Like, I don't know why everyone is so sure that everybody is a bad person. Like, that's just never been my worldview.
And it's so funny because I literally run She Rates Dogs and I post the most heinous things you've ever seen. Yeah. And every single time I block out the name, I block out the face. And obviously there are different reasons for that. Like I don't even know if maybe someone's using a fake profile and it could ruin someone's life based off something that they didn't even say. Or it was just a really bad like moment that... Even if they are a horrible person, what if they killed themselves? And I was a part of that, you know? Like, that's a fear of mine.
Yeah, I just...
Like, how are you not scared if your group ruining someone's life on the internet that they might end their life? That's just a constant fear of mine, I guess.
And wouldn't... Like, I just... is that worth it?
You know? It's certainly not. Ask yourself if it's worth it.
I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't like it. It's mean. Like
it's like that situation where people will be like, woo, my rapist died. If you wouldn't be like, woo, they died, you shouldn't harass someone online. But if it's
if you
a
wouldn't
rapist,
be like,
then
woo,
you
they
can.
Died.
So it's okay to harass them.
No, honestly, I do. But I do. This is just something I think about all the time because I don't know. I think that people are good. And I think that we should give people the opportunity to be good instead of expecting them to be bad and punishing them when they fuck up.
Well, that's our roadside attraction, everybody.
We're like pulling over and we're contemplating. You know, we're looking at it. We're going, hmm.
Says a lot about society.
Sure does.
And then driving away.
And then we're like, yeah, I'm done with this. Driving away.
And you know where we're driving to? We're driving into...
The Appalachian Mountains. Appalachian Mountains.
Appalachian. I really... It's hard for me to remember that. Appalachia. Appalachia.
Appalachia. Late Night Drive with Ellie and Michaela is brought to you by BetterHelp. So I love therapy. I have always been a huge advocate for therapy. I've been seeing my therapist for... Gosh, going on 6 years now. So she's basically like a homie, less of a therapist, more of a pal. Just kidding. She actually is really, really good at her job. And I have benefited immensely from therapy. I literally feel like I wouldn't be the woman that I am today if I didn't have therapy as a resource. I think it's so good to help you work through not only like your daily problems and, you know, your work issues or your friend issues, your relationship issues, but also like work through things that have been patterns in your life that maybe you've identified but don't really know how to fix. Or things like phobias, anxieties, things that you feel like you have a lack of control over. Therapy can be really helpful in making you feel like you do actually have control, because you have more control than you think that you do. But I know that it is not easy for everybody to access therapy. And that's why I love today's sponsor, BetterHelp, because there are states in America even where there's like two therapists that take insurance, you know, like it's really, really important to have access to mental health, and not everybody does. And BetterHelp makes it super, super easy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give it a try. It is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest, whatever it is, with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/LND today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/LND.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I've always said Appalachia.
Yeah.
And that's wrong.
Well, it's wrong and it's right. Like, there are certainly people who say Appalachia within the Appalachian Mountains, but mostly people say Appalachia, so we're going to say Appalachia today.
Wow, that's really good.
Yes, ma'am. All right, shall we get into it? Because I have so much to say about this fucking topic.
I will start by saying, when you suggested this topic to me, I honestly had no clue where to start. I had no idea what it meant. I think the first time I looked into it, I was reading stuff about the Appalachian trails, which are beautiful and lovely. And I was like, that's certainly not what she means for us to talk about. And then I looked into the Old Gods of Appalachia podcast.
So sick.
Which is very entertaining. A lot of folklore. However, yeah, I also don't know if we're really going to talk about that as much. We can a little bit.
We'll talk about it a little bit.
But then I got into really just the people living there, and that felt just right.
All right, Goldilocks, go off. I have always had a niche interest in Appalachia for a lot of reasons. I think at first I was really interested in the folklore of the area. Like, that really was interesting to me. But then as you learn more about like the area itself and the geography and the region, and then you learn about the people and you sort of hear the like the myths and the monsters, you hear the stereotypes. And then as you learn more about it, you realize like there's this gigantic part of the United States of America that is just being left behind. And I think it's genuinely important to talk about it. Like, this is my soapbox and I want to talk about Appalachia.
That's exactly what happened when I was doing my research for this podcast. Is like, the first stuff I found was the folklore and like the scary monsters and obviously how old it is. So all of the possible caves and stuff. But then I started reading interviews from people who actually live there and just how hard it is for them to have these people coming in with cameras and taking photos and then putting it in black and white and like acting like they're this just hillbilly, stupid, not worth caring for version of America.
Yeah, the term hillbilly originated in Appalachia because...
Oh my God, because of hills.
Because of the hills. So if you don't know about the Appalachian Mountains, let me tell you a little something here. The Appalachian Mountains are in the eastern, sort of northeastern to southeastern region of the United States. They go like from... God, I don't know. They go from like Kentucky all the way up to Pennsylvania. I think Kentucky's the bottom, might be Georgia. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it includes areas of 13 states. So yeah. It's like a huge amount of area with over 25 million people. So that's much more than I thought.
That's a lot. So, so the Appalachian Mountains, they are like very like small little baby mountains. They're like basically at this point, they're like rolling hills. And so you might be thinking to yourself, I don't know. It's not really a mountain now, is it? Well, here's the thing. The Appalachian Mountains are fucking really old, and they're so old that it's hard to even have a concept of how old they are. They are 480 million years old.
Like older than Pangaea.
Right. They are 100 million years older than animals. Like,
wow.
They're older than the Atlantic Ocean. They're older than fish. They are older than Saturn's rings. Like, it's really, really difficult to have a concept of how old they are. But that's the reason that they're so little, because they used to be, I mean, really, really big. But erosion over time, they've become basically just little hills, other than like, you know, the Rockies and stuff. They're not the Rockies. Sorry, the Smoky Mountains and all that. But
so I was a little bit confused about what that means, like for like an area to be really old, because I know land changes over time and stuff, but it's pretty much all. Most land has been around, right, for a while, but it's because they haven't changed.
Like, most land, you know, formed from like volcanoes, tectonic plates, blah, 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 whatever. But so the mountains were there. Mm-hmm. It's not that all land is land, right? Like, but the mountains themselves have been formed in that shape, in that area for 480 million years, which is a really long time.
They've earned the title of mountains, I would believe.
Yeah.
Just because maybe right now they're not the tallest.
They've got dignity, right? Mm-hmm. So they're really fucking old. And the other half of them is in Scotland because of Pangaea. They like broke in half and they're in Scotland, which I think is really interesting, especially because a lot of the people who emigrated to the Appalachian region came from Scotland, Germany. Like, they were like German, Scottish. Mm. And so a lot of the folklore in that area is similar to folklore that you would find in Scotland, because it's the same people. And also, I think, because it's the same mountains. So because they're so old, I do think there is like, it's easy to imagine that there might be some shit just because they're
right. That's
they're
what I was going to say, too. Like, it's so easy because they've been there since longer than we can even fathom that there would be things there that we haven't seen.
So Appalachia has a really rich like history of folklore, like I mentioned before with like Scotland. So there's, you know, like Bigfoot and Mothman and the Bell Witch and things that you're not supposed to say out loud. And like, there's a whole history of a lot of sort of sleep paralysis issues and don't whistle in the woods at night. And
if you hear your name, don't answer.
Yeah, that's not your mom. Or like, that's don't answer. Don't look. Don't look up in the trees. Like, if you see something in the trees, no, you don't. Like, there's a lot of these sort of superstitions and myths. And I think that's a lot of people reduce it to that. And I understand that, because it is sort of fascinating, this idea that like, oh, there's this like really weird magical area in the United States with these like monsters and stuff. But there's certainly theories. One theory is maybe there just are monsters. Maybe there's just shit we don't understand, right?
Well, I will say Mother Earth is very magical in her ways, and in her most old crevices, I could imagine there's some divine power.
Absolutely. And there's fucking crevices. So underneath the Appalachian Mountains, there's a cave system. There's like 200 miles of caves under the mountains that have never been explored. And so there are scientists who now, isn't that fucking crazy? So there are scientists who now think that some of the sightings that people have had are hallucinations from gases that escape from the caves.
Oh, that makes sense.
So they've never been explored. We really don't know what's in there. So we don't know what like compounds are in there. We don't know. This is like water that maybe has never, ever seen sunlight. Like, this is, there's probably like some like minerals and shit we've never seen. So they think it's like some sort of hallucinogenic agent, or maybe a plant or something like that, that people are like hallucinating these monsters and stuff.
That's really not a stretch. Like, we have mushrooms growing everywhere that can do that. So it's not like a huge stretch of the imagination to think there's other plants that could just like emit that. Also, we've got like parrots. There could be real mockingjays down there. There could be just the mountain lions making those crazy human screams freaking people out. Like, there's a lot of different stuff, I feel, that could partake.
There are certainly like mundane explanations in that way. But personally, I just think there's 200 miles of caves that have never been explored. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like the ocean. Unless you explore the whole ocean and tell me there's not mermaids, I sort of think there could be, you know? Like,
that's so real. You're so real for that, because why not believe in those fun little things?
Like, there could be. Why not? What, like all these people have had the same experience there. I don't know. Like, wouldn't you think that maybe there's something to that? Anyways, so that's sort of like what I was like looking at first, was like these like creepy, spooky things. But what I think is actually really interesting about Appalachia is that it's like a deeply impoverished area, and that's like sort of on purpose.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it. It's hard when we're talking about it because we're not talking about, obviously, all of the 13 states included in the Appalachian or Appalachian region when we say this. We're obviously talking about some areas like deeper in the central places. A large part of what I was seeing when I was looking into this was just how much resources there are in the mountains, but how the people who live there don't get any money from it. And how part of that feels like politicians are on purpose kind of perpetuating the stereotype of the people who live there in order to excuse taking all the resources and like not giving them any benefit of it.
A lot of people who live there don't have access to internet. There are people who live in the region that don't have access to running water. I read that in West Virginia in particular, 2/3 of West Virginians have the worst quality water in America. Which is just crazy. There's a lot of people who don't have access. Actually, like, if you're able or interested, there is this thing called the Appalachia Water Project, and they just work on getting running water and clean water to these communities. And they work with they work with Appalachia, but they also work in like the Navajo communities. Like, they're doing good work, because I think it's just really crazy when you think about America. Like, I don't know that you would think that there is a place where people don't have access to internet, running water, like these kinds of things.
Right. It's like this forgotten area that we don't really even consider as being a part of America, because it's like in the mountains. So those are mountain people.
They're mountain people. They're hillbillies. They're, I think sometimes there's a desire to, like, when there's poor white people, sometimes it's, you like write them off in a way. It's like, oh, it's, you know, they're dirty, they're poor, they're ignorant, you know, they want to be that way.
And you want to, like, not you, but like, there are people who want to separate themselves from that kind of poor white America, because they feel like it's a stereotype that they could easily be cast as. Although I will say, it's also not only white people in Appalachia.
No, not at all.
There's actually a pretty diverse population, but it's not really advertised that way.
No, definitely not.
I think it's also largely advertised as a super red Republican area as a way for a lot of people to be like, well, I don't care what happens to them.
They made their bed, right?
Right. And I see that a lot in Texas, for example, or other states where something horrible will pass in their laws and people will just kind of say, well, they voted for it, they deserve it, they're going to live in their own hell. But 40% of the people there didn't vote for that.
Yeah.
And they're likely too poor to leave, or like don't have the resources to go somewhere else, or their family's there. There's just a lot of reasons that they're stuck there.
There's a lot of like a lack of I mean, education is not being given, you know, any resources in those states. Like, with West Virginia in particular, something that really fucking made me mad is that Biden, in the Build Back Better plan, the Biden administration allocated, let me see, it's like $5.7 million, I think, to West Virginia in particular to give them internet access, like 5G internet access. And it's being lobbied again, like the coal lobby in West Virginia.
Oh my God.
Is lobbying against this in the courts. They don't want these people to get that money. And you have to ask yourself, like, why is it
so
that they
evil.
Don't want these people to have access to internet? And honestly, the conclusion that I would come to is like, they don't want them to have access to information that would have them voting in their own best interests. They don't want them yeah. unionizing. They don't want them learning that they deserve fucking better, you know? And that just makes me angry.
And a large part of the education issue is that these people have to drop out of school earlier because, yeah. first of all, a further education isn't really going to help them because the jobs available to them don't require it and they need to start making money for their families. It's just like a vicious cycle that kind of keeps them trapped. And so keeping them from the information of the other options out there is... It's just so evil. It's
no,
like,
it really is
so evil. We were talking about how most people aren't evil earlier, but
this
I will
is
say
fucking
this is
evil.
Extremely evil.
And like we just like don't talk about it. We just like don't know about it. And people kind mm-hmm. of write off the whole, you know, there's this it's this isolated communities and but it's these are people who are trying their best but are not being set up for success. They're having like all their natural resources robbed from them in a way, like mm-hmm. they're not seeing any profit. And it's like when there are people who already have nothing, it's really easy to take what they have. And that's sort of what's been happening. And it makes me like actually angry. Like there are obviously interesting little tidbits about Appalachia that you can talk about to like point and laugh and be like, look at the freaks, mm-hmm. you know, like there's
right,
a
like
lot
the
of stories.
Snake churches.
The snake churches, a lot of Pentecostals out mm-hmm. in Appalachia. Things like there were like these sort of really isolated communities back in the day where they didn't have a lot of outsiders in their communities. And so there mm-hmm. was a lot of inbreeding. Because it was just what you did. And there was, for example, let me see what the name of the family was. There's like I think it's called, I don't know how to pronounce it, Fugate family. And they were so inbred that they were blue.
They were actually
they
blue?
They were actually blue. Their skin was blue. They're not blue anymore.
Right. But here's the thing is like, for example, I saw a CNN article from maybe 10 years ago that said a day in the life in Appalachia. And it was these people doing the snake church services. And it's just like, that's so generalized and also just not a day in the life. That's just, I don't know. I feel like they do that with the blue people. That's like a whole thing that goes around as this big statement on the whole area of millions of people.
And, like, there is certainly a very interesting, specific, deep culture in Appalachia. There is right. folklore. There is superstition. There is community. There is a dialect. There are all these, like, things that have been passed down. There's a way of life that is passed down. There's traditions that are passed down that I do think are really interesting. I think it's... That's really cool. When you talk about like American culture, people are like, you know, burger, and you know, like people are not like thinking necessarily that we have culture. Like people always say like Americans don't have culture. Appalachia is actually a really good example of like what American culture is. Like I find it like really, really interesting in that sense. But
well, it's their own version. It's not all Americans' culture. It's
well, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's an example of like we do have there's regional culture, like there's stuff mm-hmm. that we have that is deeply ingrained generational cultural things, and I just think people really write it off or don't talk about it at all or think about mm-hmm. it as backwards, or you know, and it does upset me because, well, part of it too, and I'll say this. Not only is there like the stereotype of like hillbillies or whatever, people assume that people who speak with like a southern dialect are less intelligent. Like that's been like a well-documented fact. That there was who is the guys? Bell and someone else who did that study, and they made people rank who they thought which state had the most, was most intelligent based on like their accent or something.
I'm not, I don't know if I'm familiar
with
that.
You didn't
do
that in like linguistics class?
I don't think so, but that's weird that we didn't. I also forgot a lot, I will be honest. Well, one so fun true. Thing about Ellie and I is we both majored in linguistics, which is weird.
Which is really weird, but I'm still super into it. And like, yes, everybody yeah. ranked like southern states as being the least intelligent because of the accent. So Appalachia has a really specific mm-hmm. dialect and a really specific accent, which actually is interesting because a lot of it is adapted speech patterns, a combination of like southern, sort of like there's Creole influence. There's also Scottish influence. Like there's mm-hmm. it's a really interesting accent. And they have very specific speech patterns. Like they'll say things like the car needs washed and not I want to wash my car. And it might to like someone who doesn't know, like it might make you sound like you maybe are ignorant. You don't know how to talk proper or whatever, but it's its right. own dialect with like rules and that kind of thing. And it doesn't mean that they're uneducated or anything like that. It's just I don't know. I think people want to write it off.
Different places of the world and different places in America are all going to create their own ways of speaking, their own ways of like doing things, doing religion, doing even the same religions, especially when they've been largely cut off from a lot of places for a long time. Obviously, they were going to develop a little bit differently in their like communal habits of all of those things. I don't think that that's an indicator of their genetic capabilities.
Yeah, and it's not like any better or any worse. And I do think we have a tendency right. not to go all coastal elite, but mm-hmm. I do think there's a tendency to like talk about rural areas in a certain type of way, talk about flyover states, talk about places that are more mm-hmm. isolated as though they couldn't possibly have anything to contribute, you know? Or like, I'm not like that.
Okay, so we got a really cute story sent in that I wanted to read just because it's, I don't know, a humanizing, sweet, nice thing. Someone sent us a cute Appalachian love story. My great-grandma grew up in a log cabin on a farm in West Virginia. My great-grandpa grew up in the town. On their first day of first grade, he said that he was going to marry her. And every day, he would bring her a cup of lemonade in the summer and a thermos of hot chocolate in the winter since she had a long walk. He got drafted into World War II when she was in college, and before every battle, he would write her a letter being a jerk, so if he died, she wouldn't be sad, since she would be annoyed with him before. Anyways, he didn't die in the war, came back to West Virginia, and they were married over 50 years. And also, I forgot to mention that after each battle, he'd write her a multiple-page apology love letter begging for her forgiveness.
God damn it. I love
love. This is what we're missing. This is what we're missing these days.
Man, this is, why aren't you behaving like this anymore?
Why aren't you bringing a glass of lemonade in the summer and a thermos of hot chocolate in the winter?
Need. Yeah, so overall, what I really just wanted to say, oh, this is like such an issue that's near and dear to my heart. I don't want to be like, I almost feel like I'm accidentally orientalizing the area, you know? Like, I don't want this to be like a circus attraction, you know? It's not like, let's point and laugh at these people or like otherize them in some mm-hmm. way. Like, my point is that like there are ordinary everyday Americans who are living mm-hmm. in really bad conditions and they're being left behind because there are a lot of attitudes from the government, from the nation at large that just says like, mm-hmm. I don't know if you're poor, you deserve it, kind of. A white trash, you're hillbilly, you're whatever, and you're probably racist, and you vote red, and so we don't care what happens to you. And that's just fucked up.
There was actually a quote that I really liked from this article I read that I wanted to read about that. Perhaps it's because Appalachia has long been a place that, as historian Ron Eller described, convinces comfortable, distant white Americans of the righteousness of their own lives.
It's just, it makes me upset.
They're like, I'm not that kind of white person. Yes, you know, I'm yes. the better kind.
It makes you feel superior. I mean, look, I could talk for 100 years about how most issues in America come down to class more than anything else. And that if we actually, like, came together within class, like we would do a lot better. But there's a lot of media that's spends time convincing poor white people that they're superior because they're white, you know, instead of mm-hmm. having them realize like you're just as disenfranchised as the people that you're saying you're better than. And if you guys work together, mm-hmm. the fucking proletariat could rise to the top. Take control of the whatever, fucking whatever. But I think that there's a lot of issues where you, I don't know, being poor in America is seen as like a moral failing. And you're like,
yeah.
And so it's like writing off this entire region where like, for the most part, it's not their fault at all. Like it's, they've been bled dry by politicians, abandoned by most people.
Yeah, we did get a lot of submissions when we asked for stuff about Appalachia, like, you know, what should we talk about? It was kind of a mixed bag of all of the crazy stuff, like the really...
Yeah.
Well, not like, not crazy stuff, but just like the reductive...
The sensationalized stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. That stuff all put together that does really make it sound like a wild place. But then there were also a lot of submissions from people who lived in those areas and were like, thank you so much for talking about this because I feel like we're very forgotten. And when we are remembered, it's like we're a circus act. Yeah. Like people come and take pictures and point and they want to take pictures of us like in trailers or behind iron bars or like sitting on the streets. Like they, I don't know, it's almost like a fetish for some of these people to come in and be like, look at how these people are. Yeah, but that's not how,
aren't I better than
all of them are,
you know?
And I do want to say it's not like all poverty. Their poverty rate is higher than the rest of America, but I think by like 5 to 10% higher now.
It really depends on region. Where you are. West Virginia is not doing well. Let's say that.
Yeah, my point basically is no statement that we have made is true of the entire region.
No, it's not a monolith at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's good to bring awareness to it. Also, like, I don't know. I come from deep white trash, you know, like not very far removed, like trailer park, opioid addiction. That's part of my family's history. And like, mm-hmm. I don't like that it all actually kind of comes full circle in what we were talking about, how we moralize and we decide we're better than someone. And so it justifies abandoning them, punishing them, you know, not treating them, making fun of them, not treating them as human, canceling them. And I just think like we have to remember that we're all fucking human. Overall, what I believe is like check your biases when it comes to stuff like this. Like, I know it's like very fun to talk about the blue people or, you know, the hillbillies or whatever. And like, yeah, like that is an interesting story that there are people who turn blue from inbreeding. Absolutely. But don't forget, this is a real area where real people live who are just like trying to like grind out a life, and they are being stopped from living their best life largely by corporations and the government and the coal lobby. So if you just turn your attention, if you ever have the opportunity to say, hey, give West Virginia their fucking internet, or if you have the ability to donate and you can donate to the Appalachia Water Project, that would also be really great because, I don't know, this is our freaking nation. And
yeah, and they're tricking you too. Like they're tricking you into like thinking you shouldn't care about these people.
Yeah.
They're using you as a part of their scheme to make billions more dollars than they really need to have. And doesn't that make you mad?
And it makes me mad that they're like getting this like almost consent from us because mm-hmm. we're like, well,
Well, they're blue, so.
Maybe they don't need health. I mean, there's like, I mean, we could talk about rural hospitals and like that whole issue, mm-hmm. but like truly, like there is, the healthcare situation is even worse there than it is in the rest of the country, mm-hmm. like, because the hospitals are so few and far between. Like, it's a mess. And if we want to make a better nation, it's about bringing the bottom up, you know, Like, there are so many disadvantaged people in America, across race, across gender, across like creed and nationality and religion. And like, I don't know, I think we need to like pay attention to everybody mm-hmm. and try and make it a better place for everyone, because then, I don't know, just don't forget Appalachia.
Well, I'm really glad that you said we should talk about this, because I definitely learned a lot from you and from looking into this. I didn't even know what Appalachia was to begin with, and I'm pretty sure I did hear about the mountains like a long, long time ago in an early geography lesson, because obviously it's significant. Yeah. But when you first mentioned it, I really just thought it was like this small area of people living in the mountains or something. Like,
yeah, no.
But it's not.
13 states, baby.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Ellie, did you say everything that you would like to say?
I think so. I fear that I'm forgetting something, or I'm not making it as interesting as it could be, because I really care about this.
No, you did. I swear you really did.
It's hard when you like have like a real pet project, you know, like a real something that you care about a lot and you want to get it right. You want everybody to care about it as much as you mm-hmm. do. I don't know. Like, I'm just a one person. We're just normal girls. Mm-hmm. We're just normal women. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't be like the spokesperson for every facet of this issue.
And but I think it's important to say that we have never once thought or claimed to be the spokespeople for any one issue, or to know everything, or to be 100% right ever.
Yeah, sometimes we're gonna get things wrong, but essentially, if this is interesting to you, do your own research and find some out.
Find some out.
Learn some,
finding out.
Learn some stuff. Yep.
And also, it's a beautiful area. Like, people who live there are generally quite proud of the area they've grown up in. And
there's a lot of natural beauty.
So many people do tourism there and go to see like all of the, there's so many different kinds of fauna and wildlife and natural species besides the like spooky possible animals out there. There's like a lot of.
And like, would I whistle in the woods at night in Appalachia? Mm-mm. No, I would not.
Isn't it where Cocaine Bear was set?
Yeah.
That. And is that what made us remind you to talk
she
about this?
She is a girl boss. No, I don't remember what it was. I think, honestly, it's just something I talk about a lot. Like, it is really just something I think about all the time. I was talking about it on stream and I was like, we should talk about it.
Yeah. Well, I would also just say, anytime you're thinking of any person as more of a caricature than a human being, you should always question that and always interrogate that and what deeper beliefs you might have that are making you think that way about those people. Because that's just never the case. Every person is a full person. Besides Tucker Carlson, and you bitch-ass freak.
Other than him, you bitch-ass freak. Bon voyage, rip bozo. Fucking loser.
I mean, it's kind of a central theme. I feel like this happens a lot in our episodes where the roadside attraction kind of somehow ties into our main point for some reason.
I know, but never on purpose, because we're not that organized. I swear on my life.
But like, give people the benefit of the doubt and like interrogate their humanity a little bit more.
Except for Tucker Carlson.
Right, exactly. Bon voyage.
By the way, okay, so something about Tucker Carlson is he's like the heir to the Swanson chicken fortune, which is such a hilarious sentence. But he pretends to be like a man of the people, like working class. And it's like, you literally are like, grew up like Silver Spoon, like
Can
Harvard,
I be honest?
Like,
can I say something embarrassing that I don't know? I don't know really what the collars are. Blue collar, white collar, which are the other ones?
I don't know. I think it's just blue and white.
Oh, are they?
I don't know if there's other collars.
White collar is like finance, right? Maybe like lawyers?
Yeah, because when you say like white collar crime, it's like embezzlement.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Which, by the way, don't know what that is.
Don't know what that is. But it's bad and you shouldn't do it out there.
You should not do it out there.
And if you want to give me a brief history of the collars, you DM me about that, because I would like to know. I mean, I guess blue is working class and white is like higher, like,
yes,
like higher paying
that.
Jobs.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, God bless and good for me.
Because it's like blue collars or like work it, like factory uniforms, I think.
I've decided to not be ashamed of not knowing stupid things anymore because I have often been very ashamed of the fact that I don't know.
I'll never be ashamed of not knowing something.
Ridiculous things. However.
No, but listen, we all have our things.
Yeah.
I've had some real stupid moments, even recently, where I was like, I know a lot of really random things, but there are definitely some basic things I am missing.
Oh my God, we just talked about that. It's so funny. I just mixed up contortionist and extortionist the other day. That was bad.
You're like, wait, they're flexible? Like,
I was like, what's wrong with being flexible?
No extortionists. What's wrong with being flexible? No, I don't think there's anything wrong with not knowing that. Honestly, it all fucking connects and ties together. There's nothing wrong with not knowing things. You can always learn. You can always become a better person. Interrogate your beliefs. Interrogate your privileges.
And allow others to do the same. Allow others to do that as well. And was there any other submissions that we wanted to read? Oh, someone said that their grandma mixes raw eggs into her ice cream. And I have to admit, I've done that.
What? What do you mean?
In like a shake. Like we were, like I was making like a protein shake. It actually tasted really good. I've done it maybe 3 times.
Ew.
You know what? There's a lot of haters out there, but I'm gonna speak my truth.
I'm hatering real hard on that.
I know.
Right now.
I'm worried that this might be the last straw for some people on me. They're gonna be like, I was almost coming around to Michaela, but then she said that shit.
But no, she says she put raw eggs in ice cream. Well, you know what? If it helps, I don't like ice cream.
Any?
It just tastes cold. Any like ice cream, gelato, frozen yogurt,
gelato's less sorbet. Cold. Gelato, if you actually get it in Italy at the people, they're less cold.
It's still ice cream. Like, I don't know.
It's like
don't
a different mixture.
Don't try and fool me.
I promise, it's less cold. Let's go to Italy. You can have some gelato. It'll be good.
I had chocolate cake for dinner, so that's sort of where I'm at.
Yeah, and as you should. I feel like sometimes I talk like an NPC street vendor who's trying to get you to buy their wares. I'm like, you should do it. It would be fun if you did it. You should. You won't regret.
I think we've lost the plot a little bit.
Would we like to do the tarot card of the week?
Oh yeah, let me grab my cards.
There were also people who wanted Ellie to bring back Song of the Week. And you know what my Song of the Week is? It's what? The one that you get to hear in spring in Stardew Valley. It's such a bop. Oh, I also wanted to clarify something. We got a DM saying, why do Katie and Flower Turtle get to be the birthday pigs every week? So actually, we're not just picking like our favorite little birthday pigs. It means that they are a certain Patreon tier where we shout them out every episode. So actually, anybody could be a birthday pig. And I know Flower Turtle and Katie have really been running away with it. But if you want to be a birthday pig, it's always available at patreon.com/lateandrivepod. Don't forget the pod.
Yeah, because apparently there's some imposters out there being sussy bakas. All right, let's do tarot card of the week. Sorry, it took me forever to find my little book with the explanations.
No worries, Queen.
All right, tarot card of the week. What do we need to think about for the week? The listeners, the pals, the besties.
Good question. What do we need to be thinking about?
What do we need to be thinking about? All right, let me just see if something comes out. Okay, so our card of the week is the Page of Pentacles.
Nice.
Look it.
What
it's
does
got little
she
flowers
mean?
And a cloud, and it's upright, which I think is good. Pentacles usually has something to do with money, but we'll see. It could not be. I'm so hungry. Okay, hell yeah. Good news. Earth energy laying foundations. I love that for spring, little earth energy, because it is sort of, it was just Earth Day. Good news. Something good is coming and laying foundations. So I like that too. I think that the advice, like the thing that we need to be thinking about this week is like, what is step one of a plan of being whatever you want to be, of whatever goal you want to achieve? Let's lay the foundation. Let's do step one. It doesn't have to do everything at once. You can just do one step.
Lay your foundations and don't be scared of new foundations that you might be building. Accept good things into your life. Well, that's all we've got for you this week, folks. Thank you so much for sharing all of your stuff that we looked into for this episode. And we hope you enjoyed it.
Sorry, I don't have a song this week. I actually am so hungry right now. I can't even think. Like, there's nothing, no thoughts in the brain, just empty.
Yeah. There's a lot of music out there, though. And you know what? I would suggest looking into Blackpink.
Into Taylor Swift, you know? So I love you guys very much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for, you know, voting yes on the poll and making me less likely to jump off a bridge. I hope you have the best week ever. I truly, truly do. You mean very much to both of us. We love you very much. As always, have a good day. Have a good night wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hope it's a great one, a grand one, a fabulous one, and we will catch you on our next drive.
Before I sing, people have been saying that I should say thank you for coming to Late Night Drive. We hope you enjoyed the ride. What I would like to tell you is that I'm purposefully ignoring the obvious possible rhyme-ish scheme here and instead repeating myself because I think it's more fun for me. Thank you for coming to Late Night Drive. We hope you enjoyed the drive.
Late Night Drive with Ellie and Michaela is brought to you by BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/LND today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/LND.